Improvements in the Bessemer process produced a more affordable mild steel beam, which ushered in an architectural revolution in design and construction. The height of buildings had been limited by the compactness of the soil beneath the foundation and the weight-bearing strength of its stone and iron construction. Buildings seldom rose higher than 6 or 8 stories, and the window openings were small because the stone exterior was critical to the support. With the lightweight steel framework of I-beams, there was no need for stone. Architects and engineers were now free to design skyscrapers. Soon they rose up in the very heart of major cities. The skin of the building was a terracotta facade to keep the weather out, and the windows were far lighter in weight than stone. The increase in windows resulted in the daylighting of building interiors, which reduced the expense of gas lighting. When electricity presented an inexpensive alternative to gas lighting, the move toward bigger windows slowed down. But along the way, it had spawned the plate glass industry, and true to the nature of capitalism at the time, by 1893, Pittsburgh Plate Glass had bought out its competitors and taken a monopolistic position in the industry.